ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد My dear brothers and sisters and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ta'ala, and with your du'as, I am back now after a month of being in South Africa, standing on a South African musalla that was presented to me by our dear friends in South Africa, and speaking through 5 kilograms of additional weight, which they also, thanks to South African hospitality, which I am now in the process of attempting to lose. And very interestingly, I was just listening to Radio Islam this morning, and there was a program on how to lose weight. And I said to them, the best way of losing weight is stay away from South Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the hospitality and enable us not to partake of it beyond limits. The final culminating series of khutab on the questions of the hereafter. We completed the questions of the grave, and today I want to start on the questions of the Day of Judgment, inshallah, and we will, inshallah, complete them in the next 2 or 3 Jumas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to listen with the intention of implementing in our lives. As I say again and again, the purpose of the Jumah is neither to disseminate information nor to collect information, but to learn with the intention of implementing in our lives. If the result of a Jumah is not a change in life, then that Jumah has been wasted, that time has been wasted, no matter whether you liked the lecture, no matter whether you liked the khutbah or not. That is not material. What is material is what happens as a result of listening to the khutbah. So I remind myself and you, let us listen with the intention of implementing in our lives, so that we can see the benefits of bringing about life changes that are in keeping with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself that we are all travelers. We are all travelers in this world. We did not start here and we will not end here. This world and our life is a stage in the entire continuum of our existence. Those of you who haven't done that already, I invite you to see the series of lectures that I did on this, which is called Death and Hereafter, which is on our channel on YouTube. I think there are, how many, 4 or 5 lectures? 5 lectures, I think. So take, see them. That is in, I have mentioned all of these things in great detail with all the dalail. So do take a look at that. Inshallah, that is will be useful. So where did we start? We started, our existence started in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create us. So the beginning of our existence was a thought. And then we remained in that state, in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. There is no point in talking about these things really in terms of time, even though with respect to the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did use the term of our present life, reckoning of time, because time is something that is confined to this earth. It is a factor of our time and space dimension, and time depends on the on the movement of the sun and the moon, and therefore when we go out of the orbit of this, then time has no meaning. So even in outer space, time has no meaning. So forget about being in another dimension. So when we talk, even when we talk about measuring distances from between planets and between stars in outer space, we have to resort to using a dimension of speed of travel. When we say light year, what does it mean? We're not talking about time anymore. You're talking about using the speed of light related to that. So we're measuring time in terms of distance traveled, which again is only an indicator. It is not really a specific number that can actually be measured. So therefore, time has no meaning. So when we are saying that we began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how long did we remain there? The most accurate answer to give is as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished. And then we remained in that state. And the thing to remember is, and I'm going to make this point again and again to illustrate a point at the end of this piece of discussion, which is that the rules of our existence in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not the same as those which apply to us today. We existed there and there were some rules by which we existed, and those rules were not the same as the next stage that we were destined to go into. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it was His wish to do so, sent us into a world which is called Al-Alamul Arwah, the world of the souls, where He kept us for as long as He wished. And in this Alamul Arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the question that He asked us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Al-Araf, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, and remember when your Rabb brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, or from Adam alayhi salam's loin, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, am I not your Rabb? Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And they said, qalu bala shahidna. They said, yes, we testify. And why did Allah do this? Allah said, so that on the day of resurrection, you should say, or you should not be able to say, lest that you say on the day of resurrection, verily we did not know this. So the hujjat was established even before we were born. The proof was established even before we were born that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. This testification, this witnessing of the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, this verification, this witnessing was done by every single soul which was destined to come into this earth, irrespective of the duration of life on this earth. A child which is born and lives for 1 second also made this testification. And a child who was born and lives to be 1,000 years also made this testification. A child who was born and was destined to be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made this testification. And a child who was born and proved to be one of the children and one of the brothers of Shaitan, one of the greatest enemies of Islam, one of the greatest enemies of the Anbiya of Allah, also made this justification. Every single person who was born and who will be born until the last of them is born made this justification and bore witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb and there is no Rabb other than Allah. All of us made this justification. But we don't remember that. Just as we do not remember the life that we led in the wombs of our mothers, which is far more recent than the time in Alamul Arwah. Nobody who is alive today can claim that they remember what happened to them in the womb of their mother. All of us came from there. We cannot deny that we were there. But we have no memory of that. It's blank. Absolutely blank. We have zero memory of being in the womb of our mothers. So to understand again the rules of this world, the rules of existence of the Alamul Arwah were different from the one before it, which is the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were different from the world to come, which was the world in the womb of our mothers. We have not yet taken birth. Now we remained in this Alamul Arwah until the duration of it was until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished for us to remain there. And then we were sent into the rahm, into the wombs of our mothers, where once again the rules and means of our existence were completely different. We received nourishment directly from our mother's body, over which she had no control. She could not choose to give and she could not choose to deny. We continued to be nourished, and we grew in the womb even when the mother could not retain anything that she ate. It's an amazing thing. The doctors tell us that the most critical time of development of a fetus is in the first 2 to 3 months of conception. And that first 2 to 3 months of conception is the time when the woman vomits everything she eats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that what the creator is Allah, the sustainer is Allah. Ajib. That critical period of development of the fetus is the time when the mother cannot retain anything. And she is the source of sustenance for the fetus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that He is not dependent on sources. What He wants to give, He will give. And we remained in this womb of the mother in a sack surrounded by liquid, amniotic fluid. We had no air to breathe. There was no sunlight. There was automatic climate control. Very limited space. And we were totally free from all worries. Completely free from all concerns. Including whether the mother herself is alive or not. There have been not many but many instances where a woman dies in childbirth but the child is born alive and well. Many instances. Then we were born into this world, into an environment which was completely strange to us. We felt the effect of atmosphere without automatic climate control. We saw sights and we heard sound which we never heard before. So we came out kicking and screaming. And strangely, the people who were around us, they were not alarmed at all. Because they said, no, 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 this is the world, don't worry about it. Come, this is the world. We are your friends. We are your friends. And they laughed and they smiled and they were very happy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the next transition, and I'll come to that in a bit, but the thought came into my mind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the next transition exactly the same things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will go into that world and you are once again very fearful. What is it that I am going to see? What is it that's going to happen to me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who live with faith, that those who believe in Allah and who live their lives in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree for them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who said that Allah is my Rabb. Where did it begin? in Alamul Arwah, Alastu bi Rabbikum, Rabbi Allah. And those who continue on that and remain steadfast on it at the time when they have to make that transition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah will send down the angels on them, who will welcome them, who will take that baby who is born, who is our soul, which will come out of our bodies, and who will carry it from hand to hand. And they will say, Allah تَخَافُ وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Don't be afraid and don't be sad. We have come with the bashar of Jannah for you. Right then and there. We have come with the bashara of Jannah for you. With the good news of Jannah for you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your friends in this world, and we continue to be your friends in the Akhirah. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this. That if, when you and I were in the womb of our mothers, if an angel had come to us, if an angel had come to us and said to us that you are about to go out into a world in which there is a sun, what will we say? Say, what is the sun? What is the sun? I've never seen the sun. The angel will say, well, you have to believe me because I can't show you the sun in here. This is a world of darkness. Zulumatin salas. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. But there is a sun. You are going into the world in which there is a sun. And when you stand in that sun, you will feel warm. And there is a world in which there will be rain. And when you stand in the rain, you will get wet. How do you explain wet to something which is immersed in water? Huh? Just think about it. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam for us to reflect on it. How do you explain wet to something which is immersed in the water? इसीलिए किसी शायर ने कहा फारसी में, किधर क्यों कर बताए क्या बताए गर माही कहे दरिया कहां. Says, what can somebody, even of the wisdom of Khidr alayhi salam, how can somebody with that wisdom, even wiser than Khidr alayhi salam, how can that person explain to the fish if the fish asks, where is the river, where is the sea? It is in the sea. If it says, where is it, how to explain that? How do you explain wet to something which is immersed in water? And then this angel will say, and you know something? In that world, you're going to feel hungry. Hungry? What is hungry? What is hungry? And you will feel thirsty. Thirsty? What is thirsty? I get my food, I get my drink, I don't do anything. I'm never hungry. A fetus is never hungry. A fetus is never thirsty. And the angel will say, but you know, don't worry about that. When you feel hungry, you will get this fantastic Hyderabadi biryani. Not immediately after you are born, but at some point in time, if you have been born fortunate, and of course, not everybody is fortunate, you know. The angel will say, and then you know what? You're going to be traveling. And when you travel, you're going to be sitting in this Emirates A380 aircraft. And in that Emirates A380 aircraft, you will buy an economy ticket, and because you have a gold card, you get bumped up to business class, and because business class is full, they bump you up to first class. Remember, there is no joy in buying a first class ticket and traveling first class. That's stupid. There is joy in buying an economy ticket and getting bumped up to first class. That is joy. And you will have this bliss, this fabulous cabin to yourself, and a meal on order, served when you want. There's no meal time as such, when you want. And when the steward comes, he serves you, and after you finish your eating, the steward brings you a bag and says, "Sir, if you would like to have a shower, here's all the makings for a shower. You go have a shower and come back, and I will have your musalla ready for you for your salah." You're explaining this to a fetus in the womb of its mother. You know why I'm saying this? I mean, this is, there's no brainer, right? Why am I saying all this to you? Because the same situation when our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, when he said, "Muttaqeen alayha mutaqabilin, yatufu alayhim wildanum mukhalladun, bi akwabin wa bariqa wa ka'sim min ma'in, la yusadda'un anha wa la yunzifun, wa faakihatin mimma yatakhayyarun, wa lahmi tayrin mimma yashtahun, wa hurun 'een, kamthalil lu'lu'il maknun, جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما." How do you understand this? How do you understand this? Now you understand why Iman bil Ghaib is so important. Because just as and even more so, just as and even more so, every word of that angel which would have spoken to us if the angel came and spoke to us in our womb, in the wombs of our mothers, just as every single word of that angel, and even more so than the word of the angel, just as every single word was absolutely 100% true, which we were going to come out and experience, just like that, every single word of our Rabb is absolutely and 100% true. And we will go out and experience that, inshallah. I recited for you ayat of Surah Al-Waqia relating to the Ashabul Yameen and the Muqarrabun, the people of Jannah. We ask Allah to include us in that. See the translations for yourself. And then, as I said, after being born into this world, and after living in this world for a period that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, and we have absolutely no control over that period. No control whatsoever. The quantum of it is fixed. Doesn't increase, doesn't decrease. And when that period is over, when the final bell tolls, then we make another transition, which in our word, in our language, in Urdu, we say intiqal. It's a very nice word to talk about the reality of death. Intiqal. Muntakhil hona. We move from one state of existence into another state of existence. And we go into a world which is called Al-Alamul Barzakh. The world behind the wall. The world of the wall. And once again, the rules of existence change. Just as the rules of existence of the Alamul Arwah did not apply to us when we were in the wombs of our mothers, just as the rules of existence of the womb of our mothers do not apply to us now when we are living in this life, in the same way, the rules of this life do not apply to us once we are in the Alamul Barzakh, which is our qabr. Life remains. We do not die. We do not die. The conditions of life change. The manner of existence changes. For example, if I say to you that you lived in the womb of your mother for 9 months inside a sack of liquid, breathing water, so to speak, because there was no air to breathe. You were living underwater for 9 months. So why don't I bring a bucket of water? Or why don't I put you in a swimming pool and I will hold you down underwater for 9 minutes? What will happen? And I use this logic. My logic is, well, after all, you lived underwater for 9 months. So why can't you now live underwater for 9 minutes? You cannot deny that you lived underwater for 9 months because this is scientifically provable. So why then can't you live for 9 minutes underwater now? Because the rules of existence have changed. The same water which was a source of sustenance for you for 9 months will become the means of your death if you use it in the same way. The reason I'm saying this is because some of us who don't understand Aqeedah and who don't use their intelligence and logic, they talk about going to the qabr of a person who died. They talk about going to the grave of a pious person who died. And they say, well, why can't I stand on this grave or stand by the side of this grave and I ask this person, you were a pious person in this world. I know that you were a great person in this world. Please make dua for me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this and this. Or I need this, give me this. Now, I need this, give me this is so completely ridiculous that I don't even want to talk about that, because how can anybody give you anything? But even if you go to the extent of saying, make dua for me, and we say, after all, you know, I mean, his dua was very maqbool when he was alive. And when I could talk to him, I used to talk to him and he would listen to me. So why can't I ask the same question now? You understand the logic? Rules have changed. Rules have changed. And I usually give this example. I say that if your wife is expecting and you go to her and you bend down towards her belly and you say to the fetus in the womb, please tell your mother, make me a cup of tea. Yeah? I mean, if you're doing it as a joke, that's fine. Alhamdulillah, we can all have a good laugh. But if you are serious about it, if you're seriously saying, I'm talking to this fetus, and this fetus is going to tell the mother, make a cup of tea. And then if somebody says, look, this is irrational behavior, this is ridiculous nonsense, what are you doing? How can you talk to the baby in the womb? The baby can't hear you. Even if the baby can hear you, can't do anything. You say, no, hold on. Tell me, is the baby alive or dead? Zinda hai kya murda hai? So what do you say? Hey, zinda hai, Maharaj. मगर कर कुछ नहीं सकता, जिंदा होने से क्या होता? आप भी जिंदा है ना? अभी आप जिंदा है कि नहीं है? मर गए, जिंदा है ना? तो राजीव गांधी, वो क्या उसका नाम है लड़के का, राहुल गांधी को इलेक्शन जिताओ ना, है? जिंदा होने से क्या होता? जिंदा होने से होना अलग चीज है, कुछ काम करवाना अलग चीज है. सो यू से, आर यू अलाइव? Is it dead or alive? You know, baby is alive. And you are arguing. I can show you the CT scan. Here is the. Which shows baby is moving. Everything is there. Say, boss, it is not a question of whether he is alive or dead. Nobody is dead. Everybody is alive. Believe me. The adab of the qabr is happening to people who are alive. The comfort of the qabr is happening to people who are alive. Both are alive. Issue is not whether they are alive or dead. Issue is the rules of that existence. What can they do? And what is the answer? Nothing. They can do nothing. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. It is not my opinion. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And then from this alamul barzakh, when it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we will be resurrected and raised up on the day of judgment. And taken to a place of gathering which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create on that day. Where is this Maidan of Hashr? Today, where is it? Doesn't exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will change this earth for another earth. We will create this place. And we will be taken to this place which is called Hashr, which means the This is the closest translation of Hashar is muster, which is done when you are mustering troops. You get all the troops together, all the resources together in one place. And about this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He arranges every affair from the heavens to the earth. And then the affair will go up to Him. In one day, the space whereof is 1,000 years of your reckoning in terms of our time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, He said He will gather us on this day, and He said that the period, the space of it is 1,000 years in terms of our present world's time. And in another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the time is 50 alfa sana. Allah said it is 50,000 years. And again, this is an indicator to show that the timing indicators are given for us to have some idea of how big it is. I mean, how do we even understand 50,000 years? Or even 1,000 years for that matter. But just to show that this is so long. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we will be assigned our final place on this day when we will be gathered before Allah, and that final place will be either Jannah or Jahannam, where we will live forever. I will take up this ayah in the next Jummah, inshallah. Today, it remains just to quickly summarize in 1 minute. We are looking at the questions of the Day of Judgment, and we are saying that this Day of Judgment is going to be the penultimate stage in our entire existence, the final stage being, inshallah, in Jannah. And this penultimate stage we will come to. We have gone through the major part of our lives, from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the alamul arwah to the womb of our mothers, and we have come into this life, and this life we have spent, Allah knows best whether we have spent a greater part or lesser part of our decreed existence in this life. Whatever that may be, we will then go into another stage of life, which is called Al-Alamul Barzakh in our Qubur, and then we will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the way in which He made our transitions till this stage, transitions of khair, transitions with His protection, transitions of beauty and benefit, where we recognized Him at each of these stages, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our next transition also a transition of khair, a transition in His protection, a transition where we accept Him and we worship Him, and to take us in His safety and in His protection all the way to our final place of destiny, which is Jannah. And we ask Allah for Jannah, and we ask Allah protection from the Naar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.